Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we get some interesting topics sent our way, and this one, well, it really caught my eye. We're diving into wear resistance in mold materials today.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, at first I thought harder material, it'll obviously last longer. Simple.
Seems logical.
But then, looking through all the research you guys dug up, it's not that straightforward. I even saw a study on high-carbon steel, and the results, well, they really surprised me.
High-carbon steel, huh? Lots of people think harder equals tougher, but it's a misconception. And yeah, hardness is super important. It's less likely to scratch or gouge because the atoms are bound so tightly together.
Stronger bonds, less wear and tear, right? But then what about that steel study? High carbon steel is supposed to be, like, incredibly strong.
It is. Super strong. But this study, it actually found that even with that hardness, high carbon steel, it can crack under stress.
No way. So it's not enough just to be hard.
Exactly. Like, imagine a really, really strong cookie, but the second you bite into it, it just crumbles. That's where toughness comes in.
Okay, so being able to bend without breaking, that's what we're talking about here. Like, flexibility, sort of.
You got it. Toughness is all about how much impact energy a material can take before it fractures. Think of those high-impact situations, or maybe where the friction isn't even. Toughness is that resilience preventing cracks from forming.
So even something super hard, if it's not tough, it's still at risk. That's kind of a big deal, right?
Huge. Mm-hmm. One of the articles you sent over actually had this perfect example. They talked about these high-performance ceramics. Crazy hard, but they can chip or crack if there's a sudden impact, which makes them useless for certain jobs.
Wow. Okay, so toughness matters just as much as hardness. Got it. But is that it? Just those two? Or is there even more to think about when we talk about wear resistance?
Oh, there's always more. We got to talk microstructure. This is where it gets really cool. It's like the material's internal fingerprint. You know, the grains, the phases, how it's all arranged, that impacts how it handles stress.
Microstructure. All right. Now I feel like I need a microscope to keep up. What exactly is it, though, and how does it play into wear resistance?
Okay. Imagine two pieces of fabric, both strong, right? One's woven super tight, the other one loose. Which one tears easier?
The loose one, for sure. It seems like the tight weave would spread out the stress better.
Bingo. That's microstructure in action. A material with a nice, fine carbide distribution. That's your tightly woven fabric. It's way more resistant to wear than something with a simple martensitic structure, which is like the loose fabric.
So two materials, same hardness,
right.
But the one with the better microstructure wins the wear resistance race.
You got it. And speaking of winners, your research had this great bit about tungsten carbide. Incredibly fine microstructure, plus it's super hard. Mm-hmm. No wonder they use it for stuff like cutting tools where you need extreme wear resistance.
Tungsten carbide. Okay, writing that down. Sounds like a real champ. But wait, I have a feeling there's got to be more to this puzzle, right? What about where the mold's being used? Does the environment matter, too?
Oh, absolutely. The environment. It's huge. I mean, a mold in a machine shop, that's going to be way different than one, say, in a food processing plant. Lubrication, temperature, the stuff it's touching, all that matters.
So it's not about finding the perfect material. It's about how it acts in the real world, right? This is getting complicated.
It is, but that's what's so fun about it. Like lubrication, one of the papers you sent really went deep on that. How a good lubricant can really cut down wear, like a protective barrier.
Less contact, less wear, yeah. But I bet it's not just any old lubricant, though, right?
You know it. Material and lubricant got to get along. Some materials, they might corrode or break down with the wrong lubricant, and that actually makes wear worse. There was even this case study. They used a steel mold with a petroleum-based lubricant, and it wore out super fast. But a synthetic one, it worked great.
Wow, the wrong stuff can backfire, huh? Like putting diesel in a gas car. Not good. What about when you can't use a lubricant? How do materials do in those dry situations?
Dry environments, no lubricant to help out, that's when hardness really takes over. Front line of defense against all that rubbing.
Back to the strong bonds thing then. But does toughness still matter if it's dry?
100%. Impacts can still happen, even dry, and that's toughness's time to shine. Hard but brittle, that's a recipe for disaster. I remember this story from one of the articles. A company, they switched to a harder ceramic for their molds, thought it'd last longer, but they kept breaking. They had to go back to a softer one, more toughness, just to get the durability back.
See? Can't just focus on one thing. Gotta find that balance. Okay, but what about the toughest situation, like abrasive environments? Sounds brutal. What do we need to think about there?
Abrasive environments? Oh, yeah. That's where the hardness, toughness dance really matters. Think sandblasting, right?
Yeah.
You need something hard enough to handle all those particles hitting it, but also tough so those particles don't make cracks that'll just spread and break the whole thing.
Like a fortress? Gotta be strong, but also flexible enough to take a hit. Anything that really stands out in those tough conditions.
Cemented carbide, we talked about that, remember? Mm-hmm. Super hard, like HRA 89 to 92.5 hard, but also tough, thanks to that fine-grain structure. Perfect for things like mining drills, cutting tools, dies in those abrasive places.
It's like the superhero of wear resistance. Hard and tough, all in one.
All right, so we've got hardness, toughness, the structure inside, and how the environment plays a role. It's not just picking the hardest thing you can find. It's about knowing what that material will face and picking the right one for the job.
Exactly. It's about the whole picture. And this brings us to the fun part, using all this to pick the right material, like being a material detective.
Ooh, I like that. So we've got the clues. Now we got to solve the case of what's the best material for this specific thing.
Exactly. First, got to analyze the crime scene, right? What kind of wear are we talking about? What conditions? How much stress will it be under?
Get inside the mind of that wear and tear. So let's say I'm making a mold, high-impact stuff. What should I be looking for in a material? High impact. Toughness is your prime suspect. Needs to handle those shocks without cracking. Like those crash test dummies they use for cars. They got to take those hits, so the materials are all about toughness. Same with molds getting pounded on. You need that give to avoid a total breakdown.
Makes sense. Wouldn't want something brittle shattering on the first impact. Okay, what if it's a mold for a place with tons of abrasive particles? What are we looking for then?
Abrasive environment. You need a combo, hard, A&D, tough, like a detective, sharp mind, but can also take a punch. And like we said, cemented carbide, often that's your winner. Hard and tough, resists scratching, A&D cracking, even with all those particles hitting it.
Cemented carbide, the superhero strikes again. What if it's more subtle, though? Like, lubricated, wear's still happening, but it's sneaky. What do we do then?
Lubricated. Gets trickier there. Hardened still matters. But now it's about how well the material gets along with the specific lubricant. Remember that case study?
Yeah.
Steel with the wrong oil. Gotta watch for that. Plus, the surface of the material. How smooth it is. Smoother means less friction. That helps a lot, especially with lubricants.
So we need a detail-oriented detective, someone who can spot those little clues that might cause problems down the line. This detective thing is really working for me.
I'm glad. And that's the point, right? Got to investigate thoroughly. No jump into conclusions. Got to look at all the evidence, the good A&D, the bad, then make the smart choice based on what we know about the material A&D of what it'll be doing.
This has been amazing. Picking materials for molds, it's way more strategic than I thought. Like, putting together a team for a mission, gotta have the right skills, the right people, the right gear to get the job done.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
And as we keep going, let's dive into how those super hard materials actually resist wear at that tiny level.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world of atoms and how they fight back. Ready to go? Microscopic.
Absolutely. I'm putting on my nano goggles. Let's see what's going on down there. All right, those nano goggles are on. Ready to see how hard materials resist wear at the atomic level.
Okay, picture this. Tons of tiny invaders, those abrasive particles, they're constantly hitting the surface of a hard material. You'd think harder surface, better defense, right?
Yeah, like an impenetrable wall.
But it's not that simple. It's way more dynamic. Think of it this way. When those particles hit, the material pushes back. It does something called elastic deformation.
Elastic deformation, like stretching a rubber band. It changes shape, but then goes back to normal.
Exactly. And just like that rubber band, the material absorbs some of that impact energy and then springs back. So it actually helps lessen how deep those abrasive cuts get.
So it's deflecting the particles, like a microscopic trampoline. That's pretty awesome. But I'm guessing there's a limit, right? It can't just bounce back forever.
You got it. Elastic deformation is great, but those abrasive forces, they can get too strong. That's when microcutting comes in.
Microcutting. So the material's getting cut even though it's super hard.
Yep. But here's the thing. Because the material is us so hard, the cuts are super tiny, almost like little micro scratches. Imagine trying to carve granite with a butter knife. You'll make some marks, but that's about it.
So it's a combo defense and damage control. You can scratch me a little, but you're not getting in deep.
That's a great way to put it. It's this back and forth between elastic deformation and microcutting that lets those hard materials keep their structure and resist wear, even with all that abrasive action happening.
Wow, so there's this whole tiny battle going on constantly.
Exactly, and that's what I love about material science. Understanding these hidden worlds and using that knowledge to make things better, stronger, more innovative.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. I used to think of materials as, you know, just things, but now I see them as these dynamic systems, each with their own story.
I'm so glad to hear that. Hopefully it makes you look at the world a little differently, seeing the amazing and the everyday stuff.
Definitely does. So before we finish up this awesome deep dive, let's recap what we've learned about wear resistance, especially for those hardworking molds.
Love it. Let's sum up those key takeaways for our listeners.
We busted that myth, harder is always better. Hardness matters, sure, but it's not the whole story.
We learned about toughness, how well the material takes a hit without breaking. Remember that high carbon steel, hard but crumbly like a cookie.
And then we went even smaller to microstructure, that inner fingerprint of a material. Even things that seem the same can act totally different based on how their insides are arranged.
We even zoomed down to the nano level, seeing elastic deformation and microcutting in action. It's mind-blowing how those tiny forces are constantly at work, fighting wear and tear.
And of course, the environment, that matters too. Lubricated, dry, abrasive, gotta know how a material will react before you pick it for the job.
It's all about being a material detective. Figuring out the challenges a mold will face and choosing the one that can handle the case.
What a journey. We went from a simple idea, harder is better, to a much deeper understanding of wear resistance, material properties, and how to pick the perfect material for whatever we're making.
And that's what the deep dive is all about. Giving you knowledge, sparking curiosity, and helping you appreciate the science and engineering that makes our world tick.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into wear-resistant materials. We hope you had as much fun as we did.
Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and never stop questioning.